Unit 8. Lesson 29.
Father Christmas. Naughty. Stocking. Phil. Relative. Christmas Eve. All over the world. Fire. Fallen. Fall asleep. Chimney. Toy. Sweet. Strange. Merry Christmas.
Exercise 1. Read the story and answer the questions. Christmas is a very busy time for everyone. People send cards to all their relatives and friends. They make their houses pretty. Everybody has a Christmas tree with coloured lights and lots of bright things on it. People buy presents for everyone in the family. They put them under the tree. In many countries, Christmas is one of the most important festivals of the year. Christmas Day is December 25th. In some countries, Father Christmas brings presents to all good children on Christmas Eve. He rides through the sky with a big bag of presents. He can travel all over the world in one night. On that night, children are very excited and sometimes a bit naughty. Often parents say, "If you are naughty, Father Christmas might not come. Remember, he only comes to visit good children." That makes them quiet again. Before they go to bed, they leave something by the fire for Father Christmas to eat and drink. Then they each put a stocking at the bottom of their beds. When everybody has fallen asleep, Father Christmas comes down the chimney and puts presents into each stocking. In the bottom of the stocking, he puts an apple or an orange. Then he fills the stocking with toys and sweets. Children do their best to stay awake to see Father Christmas, but usually they fall asleep as soon as they are in bed, and no children have ever seen him. That's strange, isn't it? Lesson 30. Saint Nicholas. Used to. Straw. Carrot. Not any longer. Neither do I. Nor do I. Spain. Roof. Helper. Exercise 1. Listen to Ben and Rick talking about Christmas. Then correct the sentences and answer the questions.
I always used to try to stay awake on Christmas Eve when I was a little boy, but I always fell asleep as soon as I got into bed.
I don't any longer.
Neither do I.
I stay awake late now. But in Holland, our Christmas is a bit different from yours. When I was little, we always used to get our presents on December 5th, not the 25th.
Really?
And our Father Christmas is called St. Nicholas. He arrives on a boat from Spain, wearing a warm red coat. Then he travels round the roofs of houses on a big white horse. He has a helper called Black Pete.
Did you used to put a stocking on your bed?
No, we didn't. We used to put our shoes by the fire. Like Father Christmas, St. Nicholas comes down the chimney during the night and puts presents in our shoes. But we didn't used to leave food for him. We filled our shoes with straw and carrots for his horse.
Did you used to wake up early on December 6th?
Yes, we did. As soon as we woke up, we We used to run to the fire to look in our shoes. We had to be very quiet because Mum and Dad were still asleep. We never knew why. Lesson 31.
Singer. Have a nice time. Have a nice holiday. And the same to you.
Exercise 5.1. Listen and underline all the stressed words. Then listen again and repeat.
Is the chicken in the kitchen? Said the Russian to the woman. Is the kitchen in the station? Said the woman to my cousin. The chicken's in the kitchen and the kitchen's in the station, said my cousin to the woman and the woman to the Russian. Is the station on the mountain? Said the Russian to the woman. Is the station often open? Asked the woman to my cousin. The station's on the mountain and the station's always open, said my cousin to the woman and the woman to the Russian. So can I get a chicken in the kitchen in the station? Said the Russian to the woman and the woman to my cousin. Listen, said my cousin to the woman and the Russian. There's a person in the kitchen, in the station on the mountain. Ask him.
Lesson 32. Lantern. Ice Lantern Festival. Ask for. Exercise 1. Listen to Xiaoling. She is talking about Harbin in winter. Then answer the questions.
Your cousin used to live in Harbin, didn't she, Xiaoling? Yes, she did. But they have just moved to Shanghai. You might be able to meet her. I'd like that. You sent me a postcard from there, didn't you? The postcard picture was beautiful. It looked like an ice house.
An ice house? What's an ice house?
Well, you know Harbin has a lot of snow and ice in winter. Every year in a big park called Jiaolin Park, there is a big festival. It's called the Ice Lantern Festival. People make all kinds of things out of ice. There are statues of people and animals and flowers and trees. They also cut beautiful buildings from ice.
Oh, I'd love to see that. How big are the buildings?
Oh, they are big enough to walk into. Inside there are ice chairs and tables and beds. You can also climb up to the roof, just like in any house. Every year, the ice statues tell a different story. Sometimes the stories are about dragons from long ago. Sometimes there are stories from our history, or stories about our country today. They are very, very clever. Why is it called the Ice Lantern Festival? Well, people put lanterns everywhere. The lanterns inside the houses shine through the walls. It's very beautiful.
If the ice is strong enough to cut, is it very cold there?
Yes, it is. You must have very warm clothes. Harbin's temperature in the middle of winter is usually about minus 30 degrees centigrade.
Ooh, that's very cold.